Well, well, well. So this am Aunt Phoebe's wedding day. Who'd have thought that she'd surrender her life of single blessedness at this late day to join hands in the holy bands of padlock, I mean wedlock. And you know, that reminds me that I'm to play the music, so I had better get busy and practice. Oh, Lordy, hear that wind a-blowin'. And for the land's sake, who's that driving across the fields yonder or busting down the fences? Well, bless me if it isn't Jim Blinks. And the storm has certainly got him confused. I'll go and open the door and call him. Some blizzard.
Whoa, Sassafras, whoa! Yeah.
Hello, Jim. What are you all doing in a storm like this?
I'm on my way to Aunt Phoebe's wedding.
Come on in and warm yourself.
Can I bring my old horse in?
No, indeedy. This cabin am for colored folks, not horses.
I'm sorry I can't take you in, but this yer blanket will keep you warm. There now, don't you feel better? Good. Remember, whatever you do, don't you dare lay down or you'll freeze to death. Brr, Lord, it's cold. How do you do, Sam? I see you're practicing for the wedding.
Yes, I was getting ready.
I expect all the colored folks for miles around will be there tonight.
Indeed they will.
But there's one person I don't want to see at that wedding.
Who is that?
Why, that old rusty ham-bone Joe Rags. Why, that fella's so ragged that if ever he got a hold of a piece of money, he'd have to carry it in his mouth.
Well, I don't think he'll be over because he didn't get an invite.
Yes, he will. He done wrote one himself.
Say, what's all that stuff you've got in the sleeve?
Oh, Dem's wedding presents for Aunt Phoebe. I hope the other folks don't bring along the same. Say, Sam, when you got married, did you get any duplicate presents?
Mm-hmm. I got 8 razors.
Oh, Lord. I reckon your wife is just as dear to you now as when you were courting her.
No, not as dear, but more expensive. You know that I've been married 6 times?
Gee, Wilkins, man, what was your object in having so many wives?
I was trying to get a good one.
Oh, that's funny. Your wife was married 6 times, too.
That's right. I'm a 6th husband.
Look here, man. You ain't a husband. You're a habit.
Look, Jim, there goes Spiffin's dogness. I've got it in for him. At my wedding, I told him to play while we were marching out of the church, "All I Ask Is Love." And the darn fool played, "You're up against the real thing now." Say, Jim, I hear you done married your cousin Anna.
That's what I did.
Why, I thought you were in love with Mary Jones.
Well, you see, Sam, it was a toss-up between Mary and Anna. And I didn't know exactly which one to marry when a friend of mine gave me a cigar. And the Lord bless me if it didn't say on it, Havana. So I took her.
She's some size.
Yes, and she's some sleeper, too. And snore, she snores so loud that whenever we have a storm, I have to wake her up so I can hear the thunder. Yes, I guess I better be going now, Sam, or the old horse will freeze to death. When will you be over?
Just as soon as I get through practicing.
Are you going to play the mouth organ and the banjo, too?
Certainly, I'm the whole band.
Oh, Lord, will you practice before I go?
Uh-huh.
Hot dog.